This is CliffCentral.com. Fashion Lab on CliffCentral.com.
Salam, salam, and welcome to the Fashion Lab radio show. My name is Liz Ogumbo Regisford, your host, and thank you for tuning in once again. Now, on today's show, we are exploring more denim with a specific focus on raw denim versus washed denim to sort of keep this denim series this month on the go. Now, last week, we caught up with denim retail pro and managing director of Hydraulics, Matthew Bolas, and we're just focusing on the denim retail market, especially here in Africa, what he's doing with the different brands. And this week, it is actually time to focus on another urgent angle of this denim conversation. Now, for those of you brands out there who are looking to venture into denim retail, whether you're looking to venture into the denim manufacturing space, denim design, or even just denim consumption as a consumer, I'm certain that when we are actually done with this series, you will find yourself much more informed, and I hope that you will be able to also make smarter decisions around your denim relationships. Now, just a quick intro for you who are trying to figure out what raw denim means versus what washed denim means. I'm just going to go according to Make Your Own Jeans. They actually really break it down nice and simple so that we can actually just kind of understand, so that it's not so technical. So according to Make Your Own Jeans, dry denim features more color and even tone throughout the fabric. This makes it a very popular choice for people who are looking to achieve a more sort of formal attire. And then it's also important to note that dry denim, which we also call raw denim, is still dyed to achieve its characteristic blue coloring. So just because a pair of jeans is labeled raw or dry doesn't mean necessarily that it's dry free. Even dry denim must be dyed to actually create its distinct color. Now, on the other side of the fence, we've got washed denim. And as you can hear, the name suggests or refers to any jeans or garment that's compromised of denim that has actually been washed. Now, most denim garments are machine washed to make them softer, reduce the shrinkage, also to allow or create a sort of more desirable look. So when denim jeans are washed, it creates that artificially distressed appearance. Obviously, this includes fading in areas such as the thighs, the ankles, the knees. And it's easy, or it's the easiest way to identify the difference between washed denim and raw denim. So if you are not very sure about what we were talking about, I'm sure that that's a very good sort of introduction to really just plugging you into what these two different washes, I mean the raw and the washed, actually means. Now, before I get in too deep, we're joined by our contributor, Edgy Benson, who runs NUE New York with his Echoes from New York. Edgy, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Oh, I was going to say good morning because it's morning for me. See? Good afternoon. How are you?
You never cease to amaze me. I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I know. I'm sorry. I'm very good. Very good.
Well, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us, Edgy. Before we go farther, what are you wearing and what's inspiring? Oh, no. What are you wearing and who made your clothes? Uh-huh. And should I say the bottom so that we save time? do I know what you're wearing?
Right.
We all know what you're wearing
on
the bottom.
You're right about the bottom. You're totally right about that. I couldn't lie to you about that today. And I have a pair of, I have Diesel, of course, and then I'm wearing the 3S4 elbow jacket. It's one of my favorite jackets. It's a denim jacket. It's denim in a couture form, so I love it.
It's beautiful. It's good to hear you're joining us, and it's good to also hear that you're actually wearing the usual. Nothing's changed. Edgy, I hope that this 2017, before it's over, can be a very innovative, refreshing year, so that when we ask you what you're wearing and who made your clothes, that we're going to have a sort of more variety when it comes to the choices, especially what you choose to wear on the bottom. Otherwise, I suggest that we go to the head office. I suggest we go to the head office of Diesel and just make up. Let's just go peach, because this is too much. You should be the official brand ambassador, because you've just done this so religiously for too many years. And so just think about that while we continue this denim series today.
All right, I will.
Okay, so I want to go
what
straight.
What are you wearing, though?
Well, today, I will tell you the truth. I want to pretend I'm wearing denim underwear, but there's nothing like that. Obviously, stop laughing. Because I was like, I left the house and the... I just left and I just could not wear any more denim. I'm not a denim wearer like you and Francisca every day or every other day. So I just feel like I needed a break. So I'm not even going to lie. There's no denim inside, no denim outside. It's just that I have a denim mood today. So I'm wearing a denim mood with a beautiful Lisa Gumbo jumpsuit. It's a bit beautifully well done tie-dye jumpsuit because it's a bit chilly today. And I'm just wearing some beautiful red stilettos, the pointy stilettos, those red devils.
Oh, all right. Well, the mood looks good.
The mood looks great. You know, so I just think that, you know, it's just good to be here again. And I think that for me also, what's really cool about this series is, in the beginning when we decided to speak about denim, it kind of felt like, what are we going to speak about on the third time? Because I thought, gosh, we probably will be done and like played out, like change the topic in the middle of the month. But here we are still going strong on denim. And like I said, while I was thinking about today, I actually just thought, wow, how informative and how entertaining is this conversations that are happening? Because whether it's a consumer thinking, what am I going to wear? What am I going to invest? Which pet pair am I going to invest on next? Or whether it's another edgy in Africa saying, I want to set up the manufacturing side of it because there's a gap. Or whether it's a fashion brand saying, I actually want to venture into this denim brand, a denim brand or a denim mini brand. I think there's so much information that's going around through these conversations we're having on here. And so for those of you who are tuned in, please feel free to share with us your sort of maybe ideas of what else you think we should tap on. We have one more week. What else you think we should be dissecting around denim? And then maybe just other subject matters that you feel we should be tackling, especially when it comes to the fashion industry in Africa. Just a quick reminder again, my favorite segment at the end of the show is called Who Would You Want to Dress and Why? So feel free to share with us your who's and your whys. We are on Fashion Lab AF on Twitter. We are on Fashion Lab Africa on Instagram and Facebook. And really, we would love to hear from you. So now I want us, Edgy, to just roll over and just get things moving. And I want to roll over to Aaron Moreno from Alpha M. And here is what he has to actually say about raw denim before we delve in deeper.
Hello, I'm Aaron Moreno from Alpha M. I think we all can agree that every man, no matter who you are, where you're from, needs that one favorite pair of jeans. That favorite pair of jeans, man, it's like your best friend. Except they never borrow money. It's like the perfect woman, except it doesn't talk back and give you crap for wanting to go hang out with your boys. Like a loyal dog, except better because it doesn't crap on the rug and then scoot across it, leaving skin marks. But finding that perfect pair of jeans is definitely easier said than done. And a lot of times that searching is a shopping odyssey. Lots of stores, lots of brands, lots of time, and lots of money. But lately you've been hearing a lot about this term, raw or dry denim. And so I thought that I would do a video and explain it so that you understand why denim heads are mocking and spitting on your pre-distressed jeans. Today, gentlemen, we are going raw. Raw denim. The first thing I'd like to clarify, though, if you're already into raw denim, you are going to hate this video. This is more like denim for dummies, all right? You know you're already cooler than me, and I know you're already cooler than me. So just sit back, relax, and let me talk to the adults. And the first thing the rest of you need to know is that there is a huge subculture of dudes that are very passionate about their pursuit of denim perfection. But once you understand a little bit more about the process, you may understand. So gentlemen, it's time to get educated on raw denim. Well, before your favorite jeans get shipped to your local store for you to buy and wear and look amazing in, they start in a factory, obviously. And most of the times, they get washed prior to being shipped. They get washed after the dyeing process has been done. And what happens is, some of that dye comes off during the washing process. That washing also makes those jeans a little bit more comfortable, also pre-shrinks them, and gives you a better idea of what those jeans are going to look like in the foreseeable future. Raw denim, it starts its life just like every other pair of jeans. Nothing special there. It gets made, it gets dyed, but then it gets shipped out. It skips the washing process. What you're left with is a very dark, fabric. You're also going to find that the fabric is a little bit drier and harder feeling, thus the term dry denim, which is synonymous with raw denim. And here's a great example of a pair of raw denim jeans. They are incredibly dark, they look hard and crunchy to the touch. That's because they are. So now you're probably thinking, what's the big deal? So they're jeans that haven't been washed. I get them, I try them, I like them. Yeah, they look good. I take them home, I wash them, boom. No big deal, right? I'm wearing raw denim, baby. I'm cool. Jack. That ain't how it works. And here's where we're gonna separate the raw denim men from the raw denim boys. Proper raw denim protocol is that you buy the jeans in the raw and you wear them every day. For 6 months, minimum 6 months. A lot of people say that you need to go a full year to get the full effect. You wear them day in, day out, every day for 6 months before their first wash. So to recap, you buy the jeans, you wear them every single day. They go everywhere, do everything. If you read any of the denim blogs, it's very romantic. It's very sort of salt of the earth stuff. You wear these jeans. These jeans experience everything you experience. It is. It appeals to me. Conceptually, it appeals to me. Well, after 6 months or a year's worth of wear and tear, what happens is those jeans develop different creases, and all the whiskering and distressing that you see on the jeans that you buy right off the rack happens, but it happens naturally, and it is a custom pair of jeans. This is the result of a year's worth of wear and one wash. The jeans on the left is where we started. Virgin jeans. The jeans on the right, that's what we're left with after daily wear and then a wash. You're left with a beautiful, custom, one-of-a-kind pair of jeans that you created. But wait a second. Every day... Dude, how do those jeans smell? They freaking stink. That's right, gentlemen. The process of developing that perfect pair of jeans is not for the faint of heart or faint of smell. Because the process, it is a stinky one. I wore these jeans 2 days without washing them, and they stink like balls, dude. Can you imagine a year? Well, here's the deal. If you are going to experiment with the dry denim or the raw denim, here's one thing that you can do. A lot of times that smell is from bacteria. That odor-causing bacteria is not good, but what you can do in order to control it or eliminate it is actually lay your jeans out, fold them up nice and neat, put them in a plastic bag, and stick them in the freezer for about 5 hours. What this is actually going to do is kill all those odor-causing bacterial things that are all over the place. So they're going to smell a lot better. Well, they're not going to smell like the bacteria, but they are going to smell like life that you've been experiencing. Like if you're going into a bar, it's going to stink like a bar. If you go here, think about it. Now, there is a way to actually deal with that. And what these denim enthusiasts recommend is you actually hang them up and squirt the jeans with Febreze. And what you're going to do is just sort of let them hang out for about a day. And this is going to help keep your jeans as fresh as possible. So freeze them, hang them, shoot them with Febreze. Less stinky. And when dealing with raw denim, another term you need to understand is the term selvaged, all right? Here's the deal. Raw refers to the wash. Salvaged refers to the edge. The jean on the right has a salvaged edge, and what this is going to do is actually reinforce that jean, prevent it from unraveling, and really make it a stronger, more durable product. Commitment. That is the word I would use to define the movement that is raw denim. You've got to be committed to the cause. I love the result. I think the jeans, after they've been worn and done that whole process, I think they look amazing. I, however, am not that committed. I am committed to smelling good all the time. I also like my clothes to be clean, so it's not going to work for me. But that doesn't mean that it's not going to work for you. If you would like to try it, I'm here to tell you that the price all over the board. You can find some great pairs under $100, and I've listed a few down below. Everything from Levi's to Dickies to the Gap has them, but they also go up, just like regular jeans. There are 100 different brands out there. If you talk to a denim enthusiast or a denim head, they're definitely going to have the recommendation for you. Me, I am not one, so all I can do is offer some links. But gentlemen, I wanted to explain what this whole phenomenon that is going on revolving around the term raw denim. Because for people like me, for people like you, you just don't know. And you're walking around, I don't want you to be talking to somebody and not be educated. Because you're going to be like, oh yeah, I like dark west jeans too. And they're going to be like, those things? They spit on you, smack you in your face, and kick your pants. going through what they go through to get beautiful jeans, you can kind of understand why they have a denim chip on their shoulder. I get it. Gentlemen, it was a pleasure. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for watching. All right, now, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't just offer a few little morsels of food for thought. Are you planning on dating in the next 6 months? If you are, how many second dates are you going to get? If you go and the date is like, Janice, he was cute and all, but he smelled like balls really bad. Gas! Yeah! Who doesn't have the occasional bout of tremendous gas and you're farting all over the place? And you know the kind of farts I'm talking about. The ones that are like, knock your socks off. Usually people are like, yeah, it's my fart. It doesn't smell that. And the ones are like, wow, right? Your jeans aren't charcoal filters. They are absorbing the stink. That stink is actual particles of... Do I have to explain everything? Think about it. Before you embark on it, is it practical for your life is all I'm saying. But for those of you who are, the jeans are pretty sweet looking.
Hey, oh my gosh, now I'm tired. I've laughed until I've fallen on the floor.
Very cool though. The guy was, you know, he hit a few points that are really, really cool that I can relate to. Because I have a pair of raw denims, like from Diesel, of course, mine are like 5 years old. I haven't washed them yet. But I'm not really wearing them though.
Edgy, hold on, because I need to tweet this. You said they're 5 years old and you haven't washed them yet.
No, I haven't washed them yet.
Did you ever go on a date with them?
No, because I don't wear them.
The bacteria and everything. I mean, don't try to confuse us now, Edgy. I mean, we're getting first-hand information, and now you're telling us.
I don't think mine are so packed with bacteria yet, because I haven't really worn them, you know, a lot. But yeah, they are still unwashed. They are hard like a back, you know, like a tree back. Hard.
So are those jeans you're referring to, are they actually raw or washed?
They're raw. Okay. They're totally raw.
And so what's your plan with them? Are you going to, how long are you going to continue washing them till they, I mean, wearing them till they have that sort of required, what are you trying to achieve? What type of, once you get the look, when is that going to be? Is it going to be another 5 years, 10, 15, 20, or what?
I think the problem I have with those jeans is that I kind of moved away from the style that they have. And so I haven't been wearing them as much as I should, because then they kind of change the shape and everything as once you wash them. I don't think I've worn them enough to wash them.
So in your collection of denim, Edgy, would you say you're what? When it comes to raw and washed, what is the majority of... I almost know the answer, but just tell us again. What do you have more of?
I only have probably like one really dedicated raw pair of jeans, other than the ones that we've made several over the years for people. But personally, I have one raw dedicated pair of jeans, and the rest of them are just, you know, premium wash denims. Raw is difficult though, because you can't wear it all the time. So it's really a commitment. If you buy it, you have to wear it, and it's hard to wear them. They are really, really hard.
They're hard. So what is the fad about it? Why are people, and especially, you know, like I had Aaron Marino referring to gentlemen. Is it that more guys wear raw than more women? And then if it's hard, what is it? What is the fuss about it? Who wants to wear hard denim anyway? Like, what's the fuss about raw denim?
No, I think it's denim. You have to understand, denim is an experience, you know? Really, denim is an experience. So it's not, I mean, the people who want it are not really thinking, like, they're not being so logical about denim. You just, you know, denim is not something you get so logical about. It's a passion, you know? You're not always so logical about this.
I know, but if it's a hard denim hurting you all day long, how are you going to be not practical about it? You probably want to take it off at some point. And then you have to wear it for 6 months or a year. Like, someone please call 911 or Tyrone. Someone please. I beg.
I mean, I think that's the commitment. Like, I think very few people actually get to follow those things and wear them the way that they should be worn. Because you have so many clothes and you change. So the less you wear it, the less effects you're going to get when you wash it. So you better just keep it until you feel like you've used it enough, then you can wash it. Okay. I haven't washed mine yet.
Okay, and now let's talk about denim from the angle of raw denim from the angle of you know, we spoke about this slightly edgy, but I'd love us to just open up that conversation as well when we spoke about African brands who are also working on denim here in the continent, and the fact that obviously there's not a lot of technology, and you find that I think majority of the fashion brands who actually work with denim use raw denim, but I don't think they use raw denim because they like raw denim. I think they use it because the washing technology is not really easy to find out here. So let's talk about the angle of denim, raw denim, and the African brands who are working with denim in the continent.
I think that's what, like we were saying yesterday, I think that's where it's really important for like this, that's where this topic is so important for Africa especially. Because for us to do denim, you need laundries, you need, you know, treatments, you know, biological elements to treat it, enzymes, all of these things are, they may exist, but just the technology is there. But even if the technology exists, the lack of knowledge or the depth, the lack of depth in knowledge in using these technologies to achieve premium denim looks, it's not there. So that's why raw denim, I think it's just amazing for Africa. Not in the way that, not as a fashion fad, but as a necessity really, as the way to, as the way we make jeans, as our own natural for jeans, you know? It doesn't need treatments. The only important things in Africa is that you have to have some knowledge of just curing the dyes, because if you don't cure the dyes, then if you wash it, if somebody wears them, it stains their clothes and everything, so it's the color will bleed. But then it becomes so simple for an African designer to incorporate jeans in their collections, or to just come out with a denim line. It's raw. Important thing is make sure the dyes are well cured, and you just have a basic garment wash. A basic garment wash has nothing to do with enzymes or treatments. It's when you finish the garment, you throw it in the wash and just to soften it a little bit, and it's ready to go. So the important things for Africa is just knowing that the denim fabric will shrink. So when do you pre-shrink it? Do you pre-shrink the fabric and then cut, or do you cut the garment and sew then pre-shrink the garment itself? If you want to do it that way, it's just understanding your specs and understanding that denim is going to shrink about 3% over time, you know? So those are, but it becomes very easy to do denim in Africa when you look at it from a raw point like this.
Now I'm going to roll over to Scott Morrison, who's also talking to us a bit about just things we must know about buying raw denim, and then we're going to just open up on that. Let's roll over to Scott.
I'm Cam with Racked, and we are here with 3x1 founder Scott Morrison, and he is going to tell us how to find the best raw denim. So Scott, let's just jump right in. I come into the store, what's the first thing I need to know?
First thing I look for is the type of denim itself. And one of the most obvious ways to kind of look at or assess a type of denim is to look at the color. There's traditionally two main casts that most jeans are made from. This is a green cast and this is a red cast. A red cast denim is something that's more typically found of a traditional American jean. And a green cast denim is more specific to Japan or Europe. So if you have a preference of having a more iconic looking jean, something maybe like jeans from 1920s, red cast is probably your direction. If you want something that's a bit more modern, a bit more Japanese, then you're probably gonna think about greens.
What else do I need to know if I'm trying to find the best pair of raw denim?
One of the things you need to look for is, is the raw denim made out of shuttle loom denim, or is it made out of wide width fabric? So the difference between the two is that selvedge denim actually has a band of color.
Yeah.
It's about half the width, and it's considerably more expensive. The smaller fabric was woven with something called a shuttle, and it produces basically a perfectly finished edge. And this perfectly finished edge is called the self edge. By contrast, more modern day weaving will cut the yarns at each end of the material. So what you're seeing here is basically this
Why is starch so important to the denim?
Starch is important to us as on the manufacturing side because, of course, we have to spread the material, we have to cut it, we have to use it in the sewing line, and basically sew with it. This is a good example of a starched denim and a non-starch denim, and you can see how different they are from a durability standpoint. This is super soft, really easy. This unstarched denim is fantastic for guys who don't want to go through a break-in period.
What is the last and very most important thing that I need to know when buying raw denim?
I think the thing most people don't understand about raw denim is that raw denim is going to grow. If you buy a pair of raw jeans today, by the end of the day, it's going to have grown somewhere between a half and a whole size. Raw denim will continue to grow until that first washing. But the beauty of raw denim, again, is you want all of that starch to be penetrated into the yarn, and you want all of that starch to help remove indigo throughout, you know, that initial wearing process. So it should be comfortably tight.
So I think these are it. Thank you so much to the 3x1 team who taught me everything I need to know to find my perfect pair of denim.
Edgy, I know that you probably I know that you probably know about buying raw denim, but what are your thoughts or what are your echoes based on Scott's breakdown?
Sorry. Well, I think it's just all of those things come with denim knowledge, you know, that like understanding, just knowing the denim, the cast of the denim from looking at the selvages, you know. All of those things are going to grow with just denim knowledge. And to get denim knowledge, you got to be inside of it. It's not something that you just can, it's not so, it's all more experimental things that you see as you go with denim, you know. So understanding the of course, it's going to be either stashed or not stashed, you know. Those are all really, really simple things once you are in denim. And then there's going to be like the different fabric weaves, the ones that have slubs and the ones that don't have. So all of those things, but it's just being immersed in denim production, in denim design and denim development. You get all of these things because it comes with them, you know? Like, you know how you fold your denim over, you know? Mm-hmm. You might decide that you want a particular color when you fold it over, and that is then done at when you're developing the fabric, you know? And sometimes you want to be able to wear the denim inside out, and there's a certain, because the back of the denim can be very rough, you know? And there's a certain way that it's woven so the back is not so rough, it's smoother, you know? So all of those things come with just understanding of denim, but you can't understand denim from the outside. You can't really be, it's not like a game where you watch it from, be a spectator, you know? It's, once you are in, all of those things become less intellectual and more physical, like, because there are things that you're experiencing every day with denim. Even when you're buying, when you're developing the denim fabric, the factory itself is going to really tell you about these things, like the things, what do you want? And from all of those questions, you're going to learn a lot, you know? So it's just for us in Africa is to actually not be afraid of denim, go into it, knowing that, yes, we can do raw denim, you know?
Okay, Edgy.
We don't need the laundries, we don't need treatments.
So thank you for that feedback. We've got Nancy on the line, and she's just got a question or two. And Nancy, welcome to Fashion Lab, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, Liz. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
How can we help you, and how is this denim conversation touching your nerves?
So I just want to know, when you go to the shops, as a female, when I go to the shops, how do I differentiate between a washed denim and a raw denim? Like, how do I know the difference?
Yeah, that's one that we've been trying to explain throughout the show. And Edu, do you want to take that and maybe just break it down?
Yeah.
First of all, just before you answer that, it's also good to know, and I know that I'm also seeing a couple of tweets. How do you do? There's got to be a way in each store that sells raw denim and washed denim. There's got to be a way that the sort of salespeople on the floor are also plugged in enough to be able to help the consumer understand what it is, because I also didn't know much about, when I had raw denim and washed denim for the first time a few weeks ago, I was like, wow, what is this? So come on, help us here, Edgy.
So, okay, there are a few ways to tell, but not by color though, because when you're developing the fabric itself, the designer might say, okay, these are the colors that I want. You know, so it may not be blue. It could be red. It could be, because it's just the way that it's done. After that, is the yarn is dyed and done.
Yeah,
so you're not redying. You're not like, you can't change the color after that. So the yarn might come in a blue. It may come in a red. I think the thing that helps you identify it is just the feel of it. Especially, it's going to be really, really hard if it's stashed. If it's not, it's going to be soft. But the one simple thing is just to ask at the store that you want raw denim, you know, and you getting the pair in your hands, if it's stashed, you will know it is really, really hard. And if it's not stashed, then it can be a little bit ambiguous because it almost feels like every other denim.
Nancy, does that answer your question? Nancy must be feeling very lost.
I am confused.
So what I mean, like, when you go to buy the raw denim, you have to just ask if they have raw denim. If they don't have raw denim, then you really can't get it. But if they have raw denim, it's not going to look any different from the denims that you always buy. It's just, it's going to be harder. You know, it's gone through no softening at all. The dye is just hard on it, and it's stashed most of the times. It's mostly going to be stashed, so it's really, really hard. It's not difficult, actually. If you've had a pair of raw denim in your hands, you can't miss it. It's not that difficult.
Okay, I have another question. Maybe this has been answered and I wasn't paying attention. What are we trying to achieve with wearing raw denims? Like, because these, you're saying they're hard and it's hard to move in them, and then you have to wear them for 6 months. I heard the clip that you have to wear them for 6 months without washing them. What exactly is, like, the end goal? Are you trying to shape it in some way, or are you trying to get a color, a different color? Like, why wear raw jeans?
I think
it's mostly three things: passion, discovery, and just love for denim. There's no other reason.
And time, and time, and time. And let me add on more. And one more is time to waste. I agree with our caller today. She's also so confused. She's basically saying, why can't you just go buy the denim
and old jeans?
But then you won't have the experience, though. You're missing out on the experience. I think raw denim is an experience. They're not selling you an item just because it's not utility. We're not selling utility when we sell raw denim. You're selling it an experience, you know.
Nancy, I hope that I hope that we've answered your questions. And I think, Edgy, Nancy is not just one person asking the question. I'm sure there'd be so many consumers who are just like, what, bro, what, why? Can we show me where is the jeans? Okay. What's ready? Okay. Soft. Thank you. Bye bye. But Nancy, thank you Nancy, thank you for joining us. And just thank you for calling in. And I hope that can answer your questions. And I also hope that you can continue to listen to the rest of the conversation and email us or just reach out to us on social media with more questions or more comments.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you.
Liz, right?
Yes.
Raw denim. That, when you talk about raw denim, we are like broaching a subject that is really deep, deep denim culture, you know? So...
Yes.
That's the thing, like, people who love raw denim understand what it is, understand what it means to have them, mm-hmm. You know, like, mine is 5 years old, it's sitting in there, you know, and I love them, I look at them, I'm happy, and I'm thinking one day I'm going to eventually wash them, you know?
Now, Edgy, I want us to move away from this one and go into the caring now of raw denim for those denim fanatics or denim maniacs like Edgy. I just think it'd be nice to just quickly share this, how to wash your denim. It's a guide by David Shack, who's the managing editor of Heddles, and then we'll just plug into it. Let's roll over to that now.
Hi, I'm David Shuck, the managing editor of Heddles, and welcome to my bathtub. Today I'm going to teach you how I wash my jeans. Now, this method has raw denim in mind, but should work for pretty much any kind of jeans. But first, you might be wondering, is it really time to wash my jeans? I heard that hurts them. Aren't I supposed to put them in the freezer? Good rule of thumb about washing your jeans, if you're unsure if it's time, you should probably wash them. It won't affect your fades, and if you do it about every 2 to 4 months, it'll actually give the cotton in your jeans time to recover and make them less prone to blow out. Putting your jeans in the spin cycle of the washing machine, though, can mess with those naturally formed creases, which is why we're here in the tub. Okay, so let's get started. First thing we're gonna do is stop our tub and run a lukewarm bath. If you don't have access to a tub, you can also use a kitchen sink or a large basin. Just anything big enough to hold a lot of water and submerge your jeans entirely. Once we have a little bit of water, it's time to add our soap. This can be a clothes detergent like Tide or Woolite Dark, or I'm lazy and often use body wash or shampoo. Just make sure you don't add too much or use anything too fragrant. Once the soap is well integrated, it's time to add our jeans to the mix. Some people like to turn their jeans inside out to minimize indigo loss. You can do that, but I'm not sure it works, so I don't. The water won't absorb into your jeans immediately, and they'll kind of float on the surface, asking you to please fish them out. That's when you need to hold them underwater until they're completely drowned. Your tub only needs to be filled a couple inches, so turn it off once they're fully submerged. Now you can agitate your jeans by just dancing them around underwater and then let them sit for the next 30 minutes. By the time you return, the water should be an unpleasant shade of yellow, which means you can fish them out and drain the tub. Once all the water and suds are down the drain, we still need to rinse. So put the jeans back in and refill with cold water. Drown them again and let them sit for another 5 to 10 minutes. The water should look much more palatable this time around. Drain the tub and let the jeans drip out. Hang them from a sturdy clothes hanger in a place they can drip dry. For me, that's from the shower head. You may be tempted to put them in the dryer. Don't. It can not only mess up your creases, but it can also turn the inside of your dryer blue. Have a little patience, and your jeans will be clean, dry, and ready to wear again in about 6 to 12 hours.
Edgy?
Yes!
So, I don't even know what to say. I mean, from the freezer to the body wash to like...
Don't wash them. Just leave them alone.
No, Edgy, it's really that simple. Okay, first of all, we are a lot of our listeners are starting to feel lost. Some of them have gone to get popcorn. Some of them have gone to get a glass of wine. Some of them are asking, why is this becoming such a hideous process when all you need to do is throw your jeans in the wash and go? And then, like I said last week when we were speaking to Matthew and I mentioned Stay Soft, he's like, no, Stay Soft. So it's just so many rules. And the truth about fashion and the truth about style is it has to be easy. I mean, personally, for me, it has to be something easy. The minute there's like a rule book, I'm just like, okay, you know what? Let me try on something else. So talk to me about your washing process. Does this sound like how you wash your jeans, or is this a bit exaggerated?
Well, I mean, he's better than me because I won't wash mine that much.
So now we don't want your advice on not washing, Edgy. We need to get the people to understand maybe a different way, maybe a less complicated way. We don't want bacteria, we don't want smells, we don't want the farty jeans like and all of that stuff.
I think the important thing with jeans is it doesn't need to be babied. It doesn't need, it's a work
it's a garment. Man.
It does not need to be like your baby. You don't have to wash it all the time. I do think that if you just for an average person who just uses denim, I would think maybe once a month is probably a little much, but you can do that once a month. Always wash them inside out, though. I do think because the machine does agitate, but if you're hand washing, I think you can wash either way. But it's always safer to turn them inside out, and they don't need a whole lot of soap. There are parts of denim that rub against your body.
Okay, AJ, hold on.
I do need some.
Okay, hold on. The inside out situation. I heard David emphasizing on the fact that, you know, people say you wouldn't lose the indigo by turning it inside out, but it doesn't really matter. What's your take? Why do you turn them inside out? If you're not going to lose indigo, whether they're inside out or outside in, what's the point of turning them inside out?
Well, okay, if you're really passionate about denim, you can leave it. If you don't turn it inside out, the machine might help you crease it a little bit, might help add some things to it. But if you want purity, it's better to turn it inside out so that it doesn't get too agitated, and then you have fades in different parts of it because they rub against each other, face, you know, like directly on the face of the denim, and it could fade some areas more than others. But essentially, it's just a fade effect. And you should wash it really cold water, you know, that cold water doesn't affect color much. So it's always better to wash cold water. And I don't think it's a good idea to heat dry your jeans. I think it's much better to dry them on their own, let them hang dry. But if you're going to heat dry them, just dry them with no heat, you know? If you're going to put them in a drying machine, it's better without heat. Because denim really does demand passion, you know? It's difficult to find a good pair of jeans that fits anyway. So they do demand care. And, you know, it's easy to care for them. You know, they don't need too much wash. Don't put them in the heat dryer. You know, little things like this, you know. Sometimes I think the best way to wash your denim, like if you have a pillowcase that is dark, of course, you can put your denim in them, but don't squish them all in, though. Like one pair of jeans in it, like if it's a new pair of jeans, I don't want to lose the color. You can put it in your pillowcase and leave it with enough room and throw it in your wash. It doesn't matter inside out or face out. It doesn't agitate too much. And then you can also dry it that way and then take it out and it's good to go. I mean, those are all things that I do to take care of my denim.
It's a very good insight. And you know, for those who are tuned in and feeling confused, don't worry. I'm a bit confused sometimes, and also was. So don't worry. It's just about understanding what raw denim is versus your washed denim. And I think that, but you know, ladies, yes, yeah, okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, in this conversation that we are having around raw denim, I think for African designers, though, this opens like a huge window. Now, Africa can be the home of raw denim. If raw denim is that hot an item, in Africa, we don't have laundries anyway, right? So we can do really well. And with everything we're going to do is almost going to be raw, you know?
Raw. I love the energy.
Yes.
Yes, I feel like, yeah, you're right. And I also, out of my research, have also seen that it's actually, raw denim is actually growing. I'm sure it's been there for years. It's just that it's become a fad and people are getting more excited and more informed about it and more interested and just wanting to have at least a pair or two of raw denim. So again, back to the African conversation around the fact that we don't have laundries is a very, very good sort of, this is strategic for us to be able to also just maximize on the fact that we can continue to grow, but maybe more on that side of the raw denim side compared to the wash until further notice, until Edgy sets up here. I think that's something to definitely look at. So Edgy, I really love this conversation. I want to kind of wind up on a happy note, but I just want to say that, you know, there's always a first time to learn something. And then I thought that also the fact that we were able to break this down, I'm hoping that for those of you who are tuned in, you've kind of got a better understanding of what raw denim is and what washed denim is. If you don't care, it's okay. Go have your wine and just continue to wear your washed denim. If you care, then you've got some tips on how to wash. You've got some tips on how to source for your raw denim. And you've also got a better understanding of what it means. We just don't want people smelling around the city. So please, If you can at least find a way, besides Edgy, who's not washed his for 5 years and is trying to explain how many times he's worn them, and I still haven't heard how many times you've worn them, but I'll let you slide, Edgy. And I want us to wind up this conversation on a happier note. So I would like us to share some tips, Edgy. I'd like to hear some of your tips as well when it comes to just buying denim generally, whether it's washed, whether it's raw. I thought that it would be really nice to get some tips from you, share some of my tips, and then we'll also share some of the tips according to Gregory Brabock, who's got a lot of other tips. Let's just talk about, give me your top three tips on, for anyone who's buying denim, what you think they should definitely look at.
I think if you're buying denim, there are a few things that you need to know. Denim is such a connoisseur item. Like, what is your fit? What kind of fit do you like? What kind of waist are you going for? You know, is higher, low, especially if you're a girl, you know, and what kind of leg are you looking for? You know, how much, even the skinnies, you know, you can have the jeggings, which are like really, really skinny. And you can have the ones that are not so skinny that you can actually wear to work or that have it more like, you can actually wear them to the office. They are not so too curvy and not too tight, you know? So these are all the things that you need, like just knowing your own body and what makes you feel great, and also what you're using the denim for. You know, if it's a boyfriend, you want that, you know, that loose, you know, free attitude to it. And if it's a skinny, what kind of, how skinny do you want it? You know? So I think for me, it's just fit, you know?
Thank you, Edgy. I'm going to put up a link on, it's actually up already on our Twitter and Facebook, but this is according to Gregory Babcock, and he just basically really speaks about his top 10 tips for buying denim. His biggest thing he says is, if you can repair your current denim, then, you know, find a way to repair it. And I'm sure that you can find a place in every city in this world where there's people who actually focus on, you know, color matching, small stitching details, and then that way you don't have to get rid of your, you know, your favorite pair of jeans. There's also he speaks about determining the fabric. Some people care, some people don't care, but we know that cotton is definitely the most common fabric in all denim, and most likely your jeans will probably be 100% cotton. However, denim variants you've heard come in different, you know, different blends, different variants. You've got twill, you've got poly blends. And obviously that also affects the wear, the durability and the price. So you just want to kind of know what you're buying if you care, again. Learning the weights of the denim is also good. If you want lighter denim, you know, you definitely know that you'll definitely be spending less. And then obviously you know that your durability is also a bit questionable. I don't know if that's true, Edgy, if you have anything to say on that. But I just know that the heavier denim is definitely normally more reliable and just normally more durable. Then you have your just deciding if you want raw denim or washed denim. And like we saw today, some people care, some people don't even care, and some people don't even know. So anyway, what you don't know won't hurt you. Thinking about your leg shapes and your cuts, like Edgy's just mentioned, his biggest thing is cuts. Choosing between the buttonfly and the zipper closures. I mean, for me, that is such a big thing because I know how I want to wear my jeans. I don't want buttons, I want zip. Like, please, someone help. And then understanding the color spectrum of the denim washes is also really good, so that you know what you're buying if you care. Again, like we said, this is, like Edgy said, this is a very, the denim conversation can go deep in a level where it's only for the denim maniacs. That's what I call them these days. And so, you know, depending on how you consume it or what you want to do with it, it's really up to you. But Edgy, thank you for your insights. And for those who are tuned in, we hope that you can be able to start making better decisions, whether it comes to your consumption or whether it becomes the other side of the business of it. Now, it is time for our Who Would You Want to Dress and Why? Ting, ling, 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 ling. Edgy, there's not three of us today, so unfortunately, I'm going to have to start with you. Besides me and Cliff Central, who would you want to dress today and why?
Oh, it's funny. I always prepare for this. I'm never, ever super prepared for it. And I have all these people in mind, but I think, oh. But you know what? Today, mm-hmm. I thought about it. I would love to dress my auntie in a pair of jeans that in one of the lines that we have that is really, really curvy, and it's got this patented spec that we made for it. I think it's called Little in the Middle. It's just an amazing brand of jeans, and I would like to put her in it.
Very nice. Okay, I'm waiting. I hope I can also get a piece of that one too, or I can get invited to wear one of those too, because you know I have a little
touch. I'm gonna send you a picture of it of it to tweet. It's really awesome.
Okay, well, today I want to dress Salma Hayek, because I think she's just hot and blazing. This beauty is just hot, and I think that the Lizzo Gumbo denim, I think the wide leg trousers would really sit nice on her edgy. I don't know what you think. But she's such a character.
Absolutely.
She's such a character. She's 50 years old. She looks like she just turned 24. She's got sass. She's got class. But she's got that sex appeal, but so easy, so effortless. So I think she'd really work those with some cowboy boots somewhere in the desert in Mexico. That's what I'm foreseeing. But anyway, that's just my little dream right now. But anyway, I think it's just been a fabulous show. For those who are tuned in, we are on info@fashionlabafrica.com if you want to email us with any further inquiries. And if you want to share your comments or whatever it is, we are on Fashion Lab AF on Twitter, Fashion Lab Africa on Facebook and Instagram, and we would love to hear from you. Edu, thank you for joining us, and to the rest of the world, happy Denim Thursday. Until next week. Peace and love.
Fashion Lab on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.